So let's review. Our Mishnah teaches four halachas about which Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgudu testified. Zok the Mishnah, Hey Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgudu, alachareshes shehasiya avia sheyetze beget. A chareshes, a deaf-mute girl who was married off by her father when she was a ketana, which is a nisun deiraisa, can nevertheless be divorced, even though she has no das, no understanding, because as Rashi explains, isha miskareshes bal karcha, hilkach lo be'inan daita. A woman can be divorced without her consent. Val ketana bas Yisrael shenisis l'koyin sheichelis betruma ve'emesa bala yersha. An orphan-minded bas Yisrael who was married to a koyin nisun derabanan may eat truma derabanan, and if she dies, her husband inherits her assets midrabanan. Val amarish hagazel shebana bebira sheyitel es damav mimnei takonas hashavim. If a person stole a beam and built it into his house and then wants to do tshuva, it's sufficient for him to compensate the owner for its value. He's not required to remove and return the actual beam, as the pasuk requires, v'heshavas exela shagazel, out of concern that he won't do tshuva if he must dismantle his entire house. The Gemara cites a brisa in which this is actually a machlekes beishami ubeisil. Tan rabbanan, gazel marish ubane bebiro beishami oimrim mikake kol abiro kulo umachze marish lebalov. The beishami say that the gazel must dismantle his entire house in order to return the beam to its owner. While the Basil say he only returns its value to make it easier for those who want to do tshuva. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgudu also testified that if a person stole an animal and brought it as a carbon chatas for his own obligation, if the gzela was not publicized, the carbon is kasha. The gazon has achieved atonement and does not require another carbon. If the gzela was publicized, the carbon is pasul, and the gazlan does require another carbon. The Gemara offers two explanations of this halacha. Ula says, Dva Torah, bein noida ubein loy noida, eina mechaperes. Midaraisa, the carbon is pasul, regardless of whether the gzela was publicized or not, because yish kedi loy kani. The gazlan does not acquire the carbon merely through yish, that the owner gives up hope of retrieving it, because as Rashi explains, a person acquires a stolen item only after both Yiyush and Shini Rishus, the transfer of the stolen item to a new owner. But in this case, there was no Shini Rishus. And one cannot bring a carbon that he does not own, as the Pasuk states, Vim Oila Karbonai, Karbonai Bilo HaGazel. The carbon must be his own and not stolen. However, Umatam Amru Loi Noide Mechaperes, Shloyu Kahanam Atsevin Benimtsam Isbeach Batal. The Chum initiated that if the Gzela was not publicized, the carbon is considered kosher out of a concern that the kahana might become upset that they ate chulam bazara, and as a result will refrain from doing the avodah. And as Rashi explains, hisnu beznun lakor davim min hatorah b'shev al tasa. The chacham have the authority to enact this gzera that overrides the gazlan's Torah obligation for a carbon, because the gazlan is merely abstaining from performing an action to bring another carbon. Rabbi Yehuda says, dva Torah bein noida bein loy noida micha peres. Midai Raish to the carbon is kosher regardless of whether the gzela was publicized or not, because yish kedi kani. The gazlan does acquire the carbon merely through the owner's yish, and there's no need for a shin rishus. However, umatam amru noide einem mechaperes, shlo yemru mizbech oichel gzelas. The chacham initiated that if the gzela was publicized, the carbon is pasul, and the zrika may not be completed, out of concern that people might say that the mizbech consumed a stolen animal. Zok the Mishnah, Lahoyah Sikrukin be Yehuda Baharugim Lochama. The halacha of Sikrukin did not apply in the land of Yehuda during the war and siege of Yerushalayim, which preceded the Churban Habayis. However, Maharugi HaMolchama ve'elech Yeshba Sikrukin, it did apply after the war, as the Gemara will explain. The Mishnah now proceeds to explain the halacha of Sikrukin. Lokach mi Sikrukin v'chazav v'lokach mi Bal Habayis mekhoi batal. If Yisrael gave away his field to Sikrukin, an Akum who threatens to kill him, and another Yisrael first buys the field from the Sikrukin, and then he also buys it from the original owner, the sale is not effective because, as Rashi explains, Meira of it. Inami, Hasheni Noichli Varishin Kashemeno. The original owner sold it to him Bal Karche against his will because he was afraid of the Akum, or because it will be easier to retrieve the field from the Yisrael than from the Akum. However, Mibala Bayis, because of Lokach Misikrukin, Mekhoi Kayim. If the Yisrael first buys the field from the original owner, and then from the Akum, the sale is effective because the original owner sold the Baratzen willingly. The Gemara explains, Gimel Gezeris Gazru, over the time of the war, Titus of Russia issued three gezeiros. Gezeirasa kamaisa, kold lekotel liktuluhu. The first gezeira was that an akum who spotted a Jew and did not kill him will be put to death. Mitziasa, kold lekotel laisi arba zuzi. The second gezeira was that an akum who does kill a Jew will receive four zuz. Basraisa, kold lekotel liktuluhu. The third and final gezeira was that an akum who does kill a Jew will be punished with the death penalty. Therefore, the first part of the Mishnah, Lahoy Sikrukin bi Yehud de Barug Melchama, the halach of Sikrukin, the distinction made later in the Mishnah, did not apply in the land of Yehuda during the first two stages. Rather, in both cases, Mekhre Kayim, the one who bought it, would keep it because the land halachically belonged to the Sikrukin, because Kivin the Katli, Agav Oinze Gomer Makne, the owner gave his field to the Sikrukin wholeheartedly to be spared from a certain death. However, Meharugin HaMelchama ve'elach yesh b'sikrukin, the halacha of sikrukin did apply during the third gezera, and that if the person first bought from the sikrukin and then from the owner, mechay batel, the one who bought it cannot keep it, because the land did not belong to the sikrukin, because there was no oynes misa anymore, and amri ha'idna lishkol l'machor tevana libedina. When the owner gave his field to the sikrukin, he figured that he would get it back with the help of the authorities. The remainder of the Mishnah will be reviewed after the Agadah on Daf Nun Ches.